most common. I-65 northbound above Highway 14. We had a major accident earlier this morning. It is shut down. You can't get on 65 northbound at Highway 14. And we understand Prattville rerouting folks on 65 northbound at Cobbs Ford Road as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Your new Toyota is waiting at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the East Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you've ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is not headline news. The talk returns today. Sharon Osbourne won't be there, but viewers won't notice. They've replaced her with a yappy chihuahua. Producers of the Friends reunion shot scenes at the fountain from the original show's credits, which was a bit awkward, considering the fountain's now functioning as Matthew Perry's bathtub. The average person forgets 10 passwords a month. Feel free to use my password tip. Yo mama, too. And David Letterman turns 74 today. Hopefully someone will give Dave a top 10 list of signs you have a horrible beard. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Protesters gathered in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota overnight. That's where a 20-year-old black man was shot by a police officer. He crashed his vehicle and later died. Meanwhile, the prosecution continues its case against Derek Chauvin today as week 3 begins in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. COVID restrictions are being eased in Britain starting today. After months of lockdowns, shops, gyms, and outdoor dining are reopening. Here in the U.S., Michigan's governor is pushing the White House for more COVID-19 vaccines as that state experiences a spike in cases. President Biden has okayed more federal resources to support vaccinations and testing in Michigan, but so far says no additional vaccines will be sent. This is SRN News.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Safer at Home has ended. People are celebrating by getting into wrecks all over the place.
On a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is not the weather that's the problem.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Yesterday, Sunday was nearly perfect with 78 degrees. Today is a great way to start the week. Except on the roads. Warmer today with a high around 84. Abundant sunshine, light wind. Mostly clear tonight. We'll be in the mid-50s for the overnight low. Tomorrow, another great day. Warm, high in the mid-80s. Good bit of sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms back with us on Wednesday. But right now, I don't think that's going to be a severe weather situation. And that would be nice. Low to mid-70s on Wednesday. Cool on Thursday and Friday with isolated showers and highs right around 70. The normal high this time of the year, by the way, is 76. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. It's 56 degrees and looking nice at 8:09.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
April.
Is blowing me in the wind.
Against the wind. I'm still running against the wind.
Ride the wind.
Ride like the wind.
Everyone knows windy.
All right, we can do this a couple of ways. I have a truth of baloney this morning.
Did they not use wind beneath my wings?
I don't know if I heard it. I used to love
trying to pick out the songs that they use and the artists and that sort of thing.
Well, we could do that as a conundrum. I'm thinking if you heard that and you can name four of the
true
artists. And, but the problem with that is I have not written them down yet.
Oh, okay.
So.
And yeah. You've also got, well, it's Monday, so Truth or Baloney Day, too.
It's Truth or Baloney Day, yes. No, they didn't do me any favors here with that. Is the McRib coming back out?
It only comes back out when pork prices go down. So, whenever the price of pork comes down, you'll see the McRib.
And whenever it comes back, it is a huge hit.
Yes, in fact, that fast food documentary I watched on the History Channel yesterday said that it's.
Well, you were all over the networks, weren't you? Dead Wrestler Autopsy and then Fast Food History.
I did a really,
what's the word? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a,
You were a lot sharper on WBBM FM.
Actually, that's not true. Oh, man, I couldn't believe that. I saw that. Thank you, Morris Drennenberg, for sending that one yesterday. That he came across an old article.
That's pretty cool. I just
now, if I'm not mistaken, that was on the 25th anniversary of Lady becoming a hit. And Lynn Van Matry, who was a writer from the Chicago Tribune, who's a friend, got my name into the story, even though it was all about Sticks.
Sticks!
Talking about you as... As a former disc jockey on a famous, well, you know, I mean, those are famous call letters. That's the FM side of WBBM News Radio, right?
No matter what you call it, I think it's B96 today, but yeah. The building that they're in is a famous building because it's the only one in America that has an interior national landmark.
That's where
Nixon-Kennedy debate took place.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have... It's kind of like,
What is this?
Back to fast food?
This is what you might call a poop-ray edition of Truth the Baloney. We have a variety of topics. And all you got to do is call us at 272-9228 to play it. God knows there's plenty of you sitting there going nowhere fast. You as well... Volunteer. It doesn't hurt to do this. We treat you really well. There's that commercial I hate with that silver hood ornament singing.
Yeah.
Who's that for?
The good hands people.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I saw it
pop up the other day, and I was like, how? This means nothing.
At least it's not that guy with the deep voice, that, you know, and they're talking about, you know,
the usual guy.
Yeah.
So 272-9228. Now, I don't want to have to, you know, pull out the torture music or anything like that today.
1, 2, 3, 4!
This eventually becomes Walk This Way by Lawrence Welk, and you will hear it if we don't get a volunteer immediately, if not sooner, at 272-9228. I would like to peek at adamsdrugs.net. I go back for my follow-up shot over there at Perry Hill. You know, I have wellness clinics at 3 of their locations. And you can reach out, for example, to the Perry Hill store and get information on when you can schedule a vaccination. And I love that convenience right up the street here. Although when I get my prescriptions filled, I go to the one on Vaughan Road, not far from where we were yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I've known them for so long now, 9 years. Lamar and everybody that works at that store, that I would feel like I was betraying them if I made it more convenient. I like to go in and visit. And that's a nice thing when you can have that kind of relationship with the pharmacy that fills your prescriptions, gets you your over-the-counter needs, and by the way, just as a nice sideline, has some amazing gift shops to use as well. So go to adamsdrugs.net, find the one nearest you, and don't forget the butt paste, the miracle skin cream that's, man, it's become a phenomenon here. It's designed to heal diaper rash. Anybody that's ever held a screaming baby suffering from that knows that that is terribly painful for them. Immediate relief, but it works on all kinds of skin conditions.
Do we know if it's good for coronavirus? Or
I
don't know yet.
I think if you put a jar over your mouth and nose, you probably can't get it, I suppose. But it's good stuff. Good to have around in case you have a skin issue come up. AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. No calls yet, huh? Looks like we'll be playing that for Lawrence Welk.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police have made an arrest in connection to a shooting last week. Police have charged 17-year-old Willick Jamal Milner with attempted murder and firing a gun into an occupied vehicle. The victim is in the hospital in critical condition. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 2 million coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. State health officials say more than 4,700 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And some local school systems are no longer requiring masks in schools. Op City Schools and Andalusia City Schools are no longer requiring masks, but are strongly encouraging them. This comes after Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate ended last Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After 8 o'clock,
here's another lame ass story from Greg Goodell.
May as well.
Right? I love the sounder. That's cool.
So, this lame ass story comes courtesy with assistance from Becky.
Yeah.
Through a Facebook message, she says, "Greg, back in the '60s, the Holiday Inn on Atlanta Highway was a popular hangout.
Yes.
The club, Top of the Stars." Mm-hmm. Was on the top floor. My ex-husband and his band often played there, and it was packed every night. I was too young to be there, as the age to get in was 21, but because I was a band member's wife, they allowed me to come in. I would hide in the bathroom if somebody started checking IDs. I love this. Tommy Shaw was about 14.
Oh, this is cool.
When he would stroll in and sit with the band.
Mm-hmm.
One song I remember Tommy singing was Rocky Raccoon. I made out of all the dates correct. Tommy and his wife. Now, this is where I pause because I don't remember Tommy having a wife before I knew him. And I have, nobody ever brings it up, but she says his wife cussed worse and more often than anyone I have ever known. She says, love hearing all of your memories of Styx.
Styx!
On the show. And your involvement with them, you may already know the above info, but I've never heard you mention it on your radio program, which I love. And thank you, Becky.
Some people remember another club that used to be at the State House Holiday Inn. It was really a big deal called Cowboys. You ever heard of that? Cowboys?
No.
It predates. It goes back to like 80s, 90s.
I take it was country and western.
Well, place. Yeah, but it was a really hot place to be. State House Holiday Inn.
That was just like in the early 80s when the cowboy, the country phenomenon was
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it had one of those bull ride things, too.
Everybody that was trying to launder money in South Florida, and believe me, in the 80s, they were doing it so many... They were building skyscrapers. They were building these palaces. to launder the cocaine money coming in through the Miami banks. And I think Nick the Trunk and his people used, they built these magnificent country places that were closed in like 6 months. That was a phenomenon that did not last as long as people expected.
Wasn't the Statehouse Holiday Inn demolished eventually recently in the last few years? Is it gone?
Somebody's going to call in and tell us this because I don't know the answer, but somebody's going to call in.
No, they're not calling today. They're,
True the Baloney is dead. No, it's look, it's been for a while now. Nobody wants to play it anymore. It's just like...
Thanks a lot for killing the fun.
So let's do a let's do something educational.
Okay.
Here. I need the answer to the following question.
Okay.
To which part of physics does the Archimedes principle refer to? To which part of physics does the Archimedes principle refer to?
That'll get the phones blown out.
So we'll wait for your answer at 27. I'm serious. Maybe we've just, I've dumbed down this show. I apologize if I have.
Weren't you going to do the songs with the biggest guitar riffs, the most, make that a conundrum?
We could do that.
Yeah,
we might be more desperate, though, tomorrow or Wednesday. So
you never know.
I may save that one. I haven't quite decided yet.
Okay.
Plus, it is Big Win Day.
It is.
Maybe somebody actually knows the answer to that question I just asked at 272-9228.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're not going to, don't tell me you're going to hang up.
Well, he wasn't calling to play the game. He was just saying that they did tear down the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, the Holiday Inn, Statehouse Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
That used to be a pretty swanky place at its time.
Aces is a parking lot now.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, but.
See, they take Paradise and they put up a parking lot. Don't you know you got till it's gone? I can only imagine some of the things they found in demolishing that building. You know?
Oh, my God.
If it was that kind of place in those
there
times.
There were some hot things going on.
Wait a minute, here's a call. Let me grab this.
Hey. Hi, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Fred. Is the principle have to do with sound?
No.
No sound.
Nope. But you did make it to our grand prize drawing. Yeah, that's our contest this morning. First person who can give me the answer to this: which part of physics does the Archimedes principle refer to?
Okay.
Here's a call.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hey. The Archimedes principle, is that not something to do with the displacement of water?
The displacement of water. Wow.
How about that?
How about that?
You are correct, sir. Buoyancy.
I'll tell you why I know about that. You need to look up. There's a thing over in Scotland called the Falkirk Wheel.
The Falkirk?
And it's all to do with the Falkirk Wheel. Look up in Google. It's absolutely amazing. And it's all to do with the Archimedes principle.
Look it up on Giggle.
On Giggle.
All right, great. You want to
hang tight?
Yes.
Don't hang up. Hang on.
Yeah, you want a $10 Safe and Bistro gift card.
Looky there.
And Jay's going to get your information. While he's doing that, we're going to come back to Jay to tell you what a great place Seafood Bistro is. But first, back to the traffic dungeon where it's been a nightmare all morning.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have accidents. Ware's Ferry Road at Burbank. Also, Maxwell Air Force Base at the Kelly Street Gate. And the Birmingham Highway at Old Selma Road, an accident with injury there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have an accident on the Northern Boulevard right at the end of the River Bridge before the 65 merge. You'll need to be in the right lane to get past that one. We had an accident on the Alabama River Bridge earlier that's caused a tremendous backup on 65 southbound almost all the way to Cobbsford Road. Traffic is moving inbound, but it is very slow with traffic backed up on the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook and the Northern Boulevard. I-65 northbound is a no-go. You cannot travel further than Highway 14. They're going to get you off there and make you go a different direction. Also at Cobbsford Road, they're routing traffic. Some folks been sitting on 65 northbound above Highway 14 since 6 a.m. this morning. If you're looking for a Camry, Corolla, RAV4, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Tomorrow on our science quiz, we'll be asking you to tell us the equivalent to 96,485 coulombs.
On the wall.
Per mole of electrons.
If one of those would happen to fall.
Another coulomb, yeah. We just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Here with more on this amazing restaurant, Jay Scott.
That's right. A whole lot more on this amazing restaurant because, I mean, the menu is gigantic. In fact, I was cleaning out my drawer over there, and there's some old menus from their old location over in that drawer over there. But, yeah, their menu has grown massively since the move. And, it, of course, it's been years since they've done that. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They will open up today at 11 a.m., just as they do every day at 11 a.m. Their number is 279-7500. You can call that and put in an order if you would like to for, you know, today or later on today, if you'd like to do that for lunch, for dinner, something like that, you can do. Also, you know, they are hiring, so you can call in and ask about that. Front of the house and back of the house positions are available, as well as full-time and part-time positions as well. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, all of those are available to you to order the Seafood Bistro and have it delivered to your home or the office, or you can just go to their website and see all the delicious food on the menu. There's a picture of everything there. TheSeafoodBistro.com. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Up next, a scintillating dialogue on ohms.
Oh, jeez almighty.
Sherlock Holmes.
I didn't do my homework last night either.
You can copy from Jesse, because the smart girl always has her homework done.
Right. Always.
And you were that girl, weren't you?
I was, yes.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell, because I used to hate women like you. I'm kidding. Hate's too strong. I used to be resentful. That would be a much better word.
Eyes on your own paper.
Yeah. And if they didn't like you, if they didn't think that you were somebody they want to date, they would, in a million years, not share their inflammation with you.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities, starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors' independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
April 12th is Big Wednesday.
Listening to the wind.
is 8:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Here's a sneak preview of tomorrow's conundrum.
Okay.
What was magnetite called by the early Europeans?
Jeez almighty.
Is this coming from their conundrum questions? It is, isn't it?
I don't know if they've gone off the deep end or what, but I'm having fun. Hey, we got an answer on the one I did ask.
I know, displacement of water.
We have some brilliant listeners out there. Right now, people across England are sharing their condolences with their queen.
Hello, queen!
That's the only queen thing I have. Prince Philip, who prophesied, he did not want to live to be 100 years old. He says, I can't imagine anything worse. And the British media is using his death to bash him one final time. He was a, first of all, of great service in the British military.
Right.
Put his butt on the line in a whole bunch of different situations. Mm-hmm. But he was known for speaking his mind. And you see, we don't like that these days, do we? We just don't. We can't handle people that put it straight. Like,
well, I mean, he did say some horrible things.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? It's over 99 years, he has also watched a lot of stuff change. I can think of 1,000 things that were okay a long time ago and aren't now. We evolve. Nobody wants to give us credit for that, but we do evolve. On Princess Anne in 1970, he said, if it doesn't fart or eat hay, she isn't interested. After being told that Madonna was singing Die Another Day in 2002, he said, are we going to need earplugs? People think there's a rigid class system here, but dukes have even been known to marry chorus girls. Some have even married Americans.
Yep.
Let's see. He fought on all three fronts in World War II. On stress counseling for servicemen in 1995, he said, we didn't have counselors rushing around every time somebody let off a gun. You just got on with it. To Cayman Islanders, aren't most of you descended from pirates? Cayman Islands, just the new. You remember that?
Mm-mm. No.
You don't?
No.
What it's not that old.
What is it?
Did they play at a WBBM? Oh, an
island, that's a body of land in the middle of
it. Is it an old, like, is it an old advertisement for the Cayman Islands?
Yeah. Somebody listening knows that. They could call up and sing it. We don't have anything to give them.
Do you know of any from Belize?
No.
The Cayman Islands, just a few know of us, some don't thought to love us. And I went to the Cayman, we did a show from the Cayman Islands, mm-hmm. when Janelle was only like 5 months old.
I wish I was there right now.
She doesn't remember it though, that's the sad part. To a Scottish driving instructor in 1995, how do you keep the natives off the booze long enough to pass the test?
Oh boy.
Let's see. He made the queen laugh, which is why she kept him around. And I don't know, because we were kind of compelled to learn more about him over the weekend, I think he's a pretty interesting guy.
Yeah, he had a few issues.
Yeah, I will say that up until the crown, mm-hmm. I only knew him for making, you know, off-color comment type right. stuff like that, because that's all I knew about him. And then watching The Crown, and I know that's a dramatized thing.
It
I know
is. It's not. The stuff that you say in The Crown that is, like, way off, is this stuff
No, I'm saying that, no,
they,
I'm
they,
saying...
They had him womanizing,
Yeah, I'm talking about the stuff you were reading off. That was what I had known about him before I watched The Crown. And then after watching The Crown, I learned a lot more about him, and they haven't actually addressed much of the stuff of the quotes that he said in there. They really haven't. They've shown him as being, I mean, yeah, in his younger days, but he was still loyal to her.
Yes.
He was still loyal to her.
Yes, he was.
There was doubt,
mm-hmm.
and there was easily doubt among his friends because they were not being loyal to theirs.
Right.
But he was loyal to her. He knew. I mean, it's the queen, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really tight with Diana, too.
Yeah, you're right. He was.
She confided in him like a father figure.
That may have irritated the queen.
It may have.
You know, we've all seen the. I don't know if it's on The Crown or not. I haven't watched it yet because I have a life. But
jeez. Hit below the belt, why don't you?
Guess who's watching it at my house? Mrs. Ritterbuttle.
Oh, okay.
Guess who pointed it out to me? Rick.
What a great show. I just haven't felt like I've been able to find the time to give it the proper attention it would need. You know who does have the time to give a situation the proper attention it deserves? Montgomery Peyton Bobby.
That ain't a good segue.
I have a feeling they may be, their 2-7 rec with a W may be ringing today because of the abundance of wrecks.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Now that Saver is home, and people, I think some, there must be a few out there who haven't driven since she shut the state down last year. In any event, when you are in a fender bender, call 2-7 wreck with a W. We were talking about that tow truck driver earlier, right?
Yeah, Joey.
Yeah, they all know where MPB is, and they know that when you take your car there, you're going to get the best possible outcome.
Right.
Inside and outside that vehicle. That's the way they do it. They're thorough. They overlook no step in the repair process. Before they even consider calling you to come pick up your vehicle, it gets a double inspection, and Donnie has to sign off on it before it goes. And if he sees one flaw, one thing that might reflect even the remote bit negatively on MPB, it gets taken care of. Like in my case, after that mailbox jumped
out.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
I went to pick up the car, and from like 40 feet away, Donnie says, "Hold it." So everybody freezes, and he walks over to the side door of my car. There was a speck of dust after they had washed it.
Right,
it somehow got on.
That's the perfection.
When that came off, I got the road back. It was so good. And Sun branded to it. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard to East Shirley Lane, 2-7 Rec with AW.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yesterday was beautiful. Today is going to be incredible. Great day, warmer, high 84, abundant sunshine, light wind, a great start to the new week. Mostly clear tonight. Our overnight low temperature falls to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, another dry day, another great day with a high in the mid-80s, good bit of sunshine. Then showers and thunderstorms return on Wednesday, but so far, I don't think it's going to be severe. That would be nice. Low to mid-70s on Wednesday. A cool day Thursday and Friday with isolated showers and highs just cruising near 70. Right now this morning, clear skies, beautiful, 56 degrees at 8:38.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up in just a moment. Let's see if things are starting to thin out in traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident at I-65 southbound just past Cobbs Ford Road before the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Use caution there. Traffic's backing up just a bit because of it. The accident on I-65 northbound above Highway 14, traffic is once again moving, but if you're traveling northbound on 65, expect slow travel. And we have an accident, Alabama 143 at Marion Spillway Road coming out of Deetsville. That's got traffic backed up for folks trying to get into Wetumpka this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Millbrook police have made an arrest in connection to a shooting last week. Police have charged 17-year-old Willick Jamal Milner with attempted murder and firing a gun into an occupied vehicle. The victim is in the hospital in critical condition. Some local school systems are no longer requiring masks in schools. Op City Schools and Andalusia City Schools are no longer requiring masks but are strongly encouraging them. This comes after Governor KIV's statewide mask mandate ended last Friday. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 2 million coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. State health officials say more than 4,700 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know, they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
TV. I want to show this little video clip to Jessie because she's the country girl. Is that a rooster?
That is a rooster. Yes.
Okay, because I was going to label this cock of the walk. But
looks like a rooster from what I can see.
Me too. I mean,
looks like a rooster.
But the cool thing about this little
sorry, had a moment.
Is this rooster is giving a ride to a small dog. I mean, look at the rooster. Aww. With the small dog. I just put it on the Facebook. It's so cute.
That is adorable. Chase, you need to go find a Rhode Island Red and see if he'll let you.
What do they call that thing on the top? The rubbery looking crown.
It's a crown. That's what they usually call it. There is a name for like that actual.
The doggy was licking it. I'm just curious about these sort of things. Let's bring in Climate Kazar and former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
We got a weekend's worth of stupid here. It is time to nominate our Morning Maroon, well, nominees. He's the wrong word there. Here we go. We're going to start with one from listener Doc Green. I love this story. In Des Moines. You know, that's Des Moines is right near Illinois.
Yeah.
Illinois.
It's a strange-sounding name for a Midwestern town, isn't it? Des Moines?
These maroons, as he says, were trespassing, trying to steal the tires off a car that was scheduled to be auctioned the next day. They did not realize that the auction had security cameras. The owner of the lot saw them sneak on and watched them start stripping the car. So he jumped on the large forklift they used to move cars around, picked up their getaway vehicle, and hid it behind a building. He then called police. When the crook showed up at the office to ask about their missing car, the cops just arrested them. Pretty good. Last week, we brought you the story about the lady with the $1 million bill trying to buy gift cards at the Dollar General.
Yes. Yes, the $1 million.
Mom has a correction for us, Greg. For the rooster, it's called a cone.
A cone.
It's called a cone, like a traffic cone.
Very well, then. Thanks, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Mom and them had chickens growing up. I don't have chickens. I have friends that have chickens.
Who's dropping off all the eggs in this place that I see laying around here?
Where you see
not
eggs?
On the floor.
Oh, I haven't seen any eggs.
No, but I saw 24 eggs in a mailbox this morning. I'd like to know how that happened.
Hmm.
All right, next we have 28-year-old Seth Pendley.
They were laid there. See what I did there.
See what she did? Hold on. I got to give Jesse her first.
See, there we go.
Seth Pendley from Wichita Falls was arrested last week for planning. You know, he aims high. He's going to kill the internet.
Oh, well, wow.
He tried to buy explosives from an undercover FBI agent to blow up an Amazon data center in Virginia. You think the FBI doesn't watch a site called MyMilitia.com?
Oh, that's used?
My Militia. They have their own theme song. Yeah, I would be real careful about sites like that because no protesting allowed. Finally, we have a woman, and guess what state?
I'm saying Florida.
You are absolutely correct. Terrible, Mom. And here's the proof. Cops in Largo were investigating a suspected child abuse call against a 24-year-old woman named Casey Cuoca.
Really what kind of name is that?
I don't know. Q-U-O-K-A.
Krakatawa.
When they were looking through her house, they saw a line of cocaine and straw on top of her 3-year-old son's copy of Cat in the Hat. She's arrested on charges of felony child neglect, felony child abuse, and could be facing drug charges.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What a moron.
Maybe a green eggs and ham, but not on Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat. There's nothing sacred in this country. So who do you vote
for? She gets my vote right there. I'm sorry.
Jesse?
She's got it. All day.
And she is unanimous.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
I love it when they send us follow-up sendies, by the way. Let me make a recommendation. Mom's Day was 4 weeks from yesterday. So if you haven't even given a moment's thought to,
I missed it. No, I'm kidding.
It'll be here.
Before we know it.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's already the middle of April. We've already had the first 100 days of the year pass by.
Jeez.
Incredible. So make it easy on yourself. Get great products, great value, the best advice on the planet, and have something custom-made at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Whatever the occasion, Mom's Day, Christmas, Valentine's Day, any holiday, they're the best people in the world to partner up with because they never run out of, A, great merchandise. They have a huge, very competitively priced selection. They never run out of ideas. Sometimes we're so close to somebody, we can't see them the way the folks at Brian Jewelry will. So you go in, talk about who you're shopping for. They'll ask them, you know, what are they passionate about? What are their hobbies? That kind of thing. And they'll make suggestions based on the information you provide. They can create from scratch. Free care and cleaning on the lifetime of your purchase, whatever it is. And I'll tell you what, my daughter loves them. She damaged Janelle did accidentally one of her rings. It's on the way up here, so I can take it back up there and get it fixed. That's a nice thing to have, too, knowing that, you know, if you cherish a piece of jewelry and something happens, they can fix it or actually recreate it. So partner up with them. They've got a beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main, open Monday through Saturday. But visit them online first at brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. 851, our final traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, they've got the accidents taken care of on the interstate right now. Traffic is moving a lot better. I-65 southbound out of Prattville. No problems in Montgomery around the interchange. We've got a little bit of congestion East Boulevard at I-85 and at Highway 231 out of Wetumpka and the Northeast Boulevard. I-65 northbound, they've got that open as well. Still a little bit of a backup up that way, but folks are beginning to get through there no problem at all. Good travels. We'll be here throughout the day to keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Brian dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The caring, experienced team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit HickoryHillHarbor.net. Life is good at the Harbor.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
There is a new champion at the Masters. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama. And now, Augusta National returns to Rich Guys.
Four!
Stinking up the course.
Hey, you gotta see a Callaway One zoom through here.
See you next year at the Masters.
You know, we all make mistakes, but I gotta tell you something. And I am, somewhat empathetic to Tiger Woods in that I think he's been given some gifts to change, but hasn't really utilized them yet. This recent accident could have been a situation where he could have easily killed other people. He's lucky he survived it himself. Mm-hmm. This is not the first. This is the third time he's been involved in something like this. Falling asleep with Ambien and all this other junk. And I'm not judging the guy. But CBS, I just happened to watch the game. And I didn't know that there was a rain delay. So I'm looking at it, and they're showing Tiger. And it was obviously a shot, you know, a clip from an older Masters tournament.
Of course.
But when they went back to live coverage, they're talking about this guy like he's Mr. Perfect. And, don't you think, given what everybody in the country heard a couple of weeks, you might want to back off, you know, what a great dad he is. And great dads don't drive 80 miles an hour on a mountain road.
I understand.
In a reckless way to leave their kids.
I think they were being nostalgic about what he was like when he was 20, 21.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is there was no context to it. It wasn't like, well, you know, he's had these difficulties lately. Let's hope that he can get back to be. There was none of that. It's just all, like, conveniently overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, look, there's far bigger issues in the world. I'm just saying, you know what?
I understand.
This guy's had the world by the butt. And he keeps putting his finger in the doo-doo. It's 8:57 from our...
In the doo-doo.
From our I Missed It News Department, our ICMYI. This is something we opened with today. Wanted to Rich to hear this clip. Of an El Dorado, Arkansas weatherman scolding his audience for complaining about interrupting programs.
We're already getting folks that are emailing and calling because we're in the middle of programming, saying if they wanted to watch the weather, they would turn it to another channel. As long as there's a warning in effect for our area, we're going to be on TV. Because if it was your area that was under a tornado warning right now, you would want us on the air informing you.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to stay on the television. And we've warned folks that, yes, programming is being interrupted, and it stinks. And you know what? We can watch that tomorrow. But we've had this same area just get hit by an EF1 tornado.
Yeah.
No, I believe me, I have been, people have just jumped all over me because I've interrupted their program.
I thought I had another, actually, I had labeled the cart Weather Bitch, but... Well, no, this is a woman.
Rich or...
Like I said...
Weather Rich?
Oh, here it is. That is how I labeled it.
The message is, let me tell you something right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My name is... And I live in Texas. Yeah. And I am looking at my screen right now. And all I'm seeing is this idiot giving the damn weather, talking about this stupid-ass tornado that's in Wynnewood, in Elmore County, and Davis. And it ain't even anywhere near me. And do you know what is on at 8 o'clock? Criminal Minds. Let me tell you something. My season finale of Criminal Minds, the latter half of it was interrupted because this douchebag was on my damn screen.
Golly.
About a freaking damn tornado that wasn't anywhere near me.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, there are idiots like that, and they're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not even my town.
Yeah, what the hell? Like, you know, the TV can interrupt certain zip codes instead of having to tell everybody in a blanket statement. It's unbelievable. Great job over the weekend, Rich.
Thanks.
Jesse, good to have you back, and Jay.
Thank you.
You are the bomb as we hit 9